Actually, talking about that, what was your wage when you started at Fieldings? Can you remember?
£2.06.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was a bit more than that, but not a lot.
So, and again, on the same ship, we had something went wrong with a piece of machinery, I can't remember. A gear had stripped. And again, I had some brass in my toolbox. Oh, we had a pillar drill. So I made up a tool to cut, I think it was 15 degree angle. So put this thing in a chuck and use this as a...
To go around it, something.
Yeah, go around. Yeah. And it cut a gear wheel.
Oh, right. Yeah. Clever
but
stuff.
These are all the things that we had to do when we went away. There was no go down the stores and get this, go down the stores and get that. It was a matter of you had to
do
things.
So, so you did your national series. Did you go back to Fieldings or did you move on from there?
No, unfortunately my career in the Merchant Navy was cut short. I'd been very astute because I'd never had money in my life before. I'd saved £1,000. I went on what they call B articles. When you sign on as an officer in the Merchant Navy, in those days, anyway, you had A or B articles. And I was on B articles because I knew I would get paid overtime.
Right.
And they could keep you away from home for 2 years. That was the contract. Yeah. This was fine. I came on leave. By this time, I was on a fort boat built in Lachine in Canada in 1943. For one trip across the Atlantic, and then they were, you know, if they made it across the Atlantic, that was great.
Mm.
After that, anyway, on one of these old ships, it was in a terrible state, absolutely clapped out. I was able to do an incredible amount of work with my hands. Do that, get the steam flow control when the ship came out of the water, the prop would do that, and of course the ship, 10,000 tonner, shake like. I was able to do all of that, and then I came home on leave, and I couldn't get a place in Cardiff to take my ticket, second engineer's ticket. So I bought myself a tractor and a 36-inch saw and a few acres of timber, just to, you know, keep my money, as it were.
Mm.
Fell into the saw after the first week.
Ooh, crikey.
And it just took everything away. It's all withered. End of my career in the Merchant Navy.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So I took a job as a chauffeur then, a one-handed chauffeur, with Woodbridge Chilcots in Bristol, and went on to be their technical rep.
Yeah.
So going back, see, it all goes back to Fielding and Platts.
Yeah, 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 it does. And for me, and for a lot of us. So, okay, so you left Fieldings, you did your national service, didn't go back to Fieldings, you started doing other things. So what other jobs, because I know where you are now, but what happened in between?
Well, as I say, I took this job as a chauffeur to a rep who'd killed somebody and lost his licence. Met the managing director, an old tea planter, gentleman, he said, Tommy, that's the chap I was driving around, Tommy's been talking about you quite a lot. Do you want a job? So I took a job as a rep. And that was until 1969. And as I said, I was getting so embarrassed with the amount of... I was expected to keep coughing up. If someone wanted something, like in those days, there's no hand drills, and I was asked for that, I was asked for this and that, and then one chap asked me for 5% of the turnover, which was £22,000, which is a big business in those days.
Oh, crikey.
And that was the last one.
Yeah,
I just went out and found myself a phone box, rang the director and said, Paddy, I can't stand it anymore. They kept me on for another 6 months, kept saying, well, will you stay for, kept that sort of thing going. And then I became self-employed.
Yeah.
I've been there ever since, 1969.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing all sorts of things, because I was able to.
Yes.
And, well, then I was asked to take all the machinery out of Pine End. Do you know Pine End?
No.
That was a plywood factory on the banks of the Severn at Lydney, where they used to make wings and fuselages for aircraft.
Yeah. Did they have Fielding's presses there for
yes.
the... Yeah.
They had Platinum presses there.
Ah, right.
And took the machinery out. The thing was, take it all out, label it everything, because it's pretty old stuff, and take it out to Ghana and set it up as a new factory.
Mm.
Well, I got it all out, but we couldn't agree on... I was advised what I should ask for this contract, because it was a two-year contract. And John Bataar, the man who'd bought all this stuff, wouldn't pay me. So I said, well, fair enough. At the end of that job, two men came into the factory on a Saturday afternoon and a Sunday afternoon, cut down asbestos lagging from 14 feet up, like that. Mm. So you can imagine there was a lot of dust.
I've seen it, yeah.
And on the Monday morning, I complained to the works engineer. I said, look, this is, I kept this place spotless. Look at it, there's dust everywhere. Nothing to do with me. That was his, you know, put his hands up. I said, what's wrong? He said, it's a killer. I said, well, asbestos.
Mm.
And because I'd had a lot of exposure when I was at sea.
Yeah. So, lagging for boilers, presumably.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Lagging for boilers and such. And see, if we had something wrong, the crew used to put hessian bags of asbestos into a 45-gallon drum. Somebody would put hose pipe it, and the man would get down there mixing it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't, know it was dangerous. So I said to Don about it. Anyway, I made an inquiry. And I thought, well, I could be retiring at 55 for what they'd been paid.
Yeah.
Again, it was backhanders.
Oh, right, yeah.
You got paid £1,800. They probably had to give £500 back.
Yeah.
To the managing director. Anyway, I got a license to remove asbestos in 81 and soon realised that the respirators that HSE said gives you 100% protection from the effects, they were faulty.
Oof.
Because I've got a strange shaped face. I couldn't get a seal here.
Mm.
And whereas I should be breathing through the HEPA filter, I was just breathing through there. So I broke the regulations, and it was quite serious in those days. It was forbidden to wet, to remove asbestos.
Wet. Mm.
So what I did was came up with a means of injecting the asbestos, hypodermic needles,
all right,
through a flow control valve.
Yeah.
I got caught, and Peter Richards, the head of inspection in Bristol, came up to see me. He said, you know, you could lose your license and a heavy fine for this. I said, yeah, but I'm not going to do it anymore then. He said, you are, because I'm going to support you.
Mm.
So he supported me, and then I ended up writing the British standard for wetting of asbestos.
Oh, right. Brilliant.
And we've gone on since then. In 2002, we were called into UKAA in Harwell to renovate some asbestos cement buildings put up in the 1930s.
Mm.
As a matter of courtesy, I went along, but didn't want it because we finished contracting by then. I said, get someone else to do it. And he said, we've been to three companies. He said, we've even been to HSE. And two, the HSE and one of the companies said to talk to you.
Mm.
So we came up with this idea. Now, we're the world leaders in removal of asbestos. Here's my card.
I'm afraid I'm not a customer.
and now we have set the standards for removing asbestos, for cleaning and coating buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all done. We set the standards in both fields with
good.
Asbestos.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate that my mother started to talk to Bert Ravenhill about my future.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's given me, it's taken me 40-something countries I've been to.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's good, because the number of people who are ex-Fieldings who have gone on to do great things, really, is quite surprising.
Yeah, well, you got selected, even at Fieldings, I was selected to go on an adjustment to industry course.
Mm.
Fostering people that they thought was good, you know, management.
Yeah, yeah.
Cowley Manor.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And do you know Cowley Manor? It's a beautiful place on the top there. And I led the red group. And we did it. We cheated in everything. We came out on top of this. But yeah, they were good experiences. In yeah. So you know, you could sit and talk for hours, and we yeah. do when we get together. We do talk.
Well, I'm just thinking that's about it, Graham. So we'll maybe wrap it up. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
So thanks very much for coming, Graham, and talking to us. We'll get this onto the website as soon as we can. I'll let you know when the page is up. And thanks very much for your time.
Right.